Angoon holds key federal permits needed to study the Ruth and Scenery Lake hydropower projects in Thomas Bay, about 15 miles north of Petersburg. The Admiralty Island village is about 70 miles northwest of the bay, and no one expects a power line to link the two anytime soon. But backers say the completed projects could bring income to the cash-strapped city.
It's a future. Our community's going to not exist anymore if we don't look to the future and try to solve the problems now that are going to exist in the future.
That's Mayor Albert Howard speaking at a recent tribal economic summit. He's been among those supporting a plan to partner with a private developer and seek government grants to build Ruth Lake.
The city of Angoon operates on $500,000 a year. You know, when you start these projects, once they get into place, you can get that $500,000 a year from these projects. It's a revenue-generating project.
But that plan appears to be on hold. Meeting minutes show that Angoon City Council earlier this year voted to freeze all action on the project, and the council recently asked its attorney to try to void all contracts with Cascade Creek. That's the private company attempting to develop Ruth and Scenery Lakes, as well as the Thomas Bay project the firm is named after. At the summit, Speaker Ben Johnson said the council's direction made sense.
They made it clear at that time that the mayor was not to proceed any further with that. This project, that all resources and energy were to be put towards getting Thayer Creek together and up and running, and that Ruth Lake is not to be put forward as it has been lately.
Thayer is a nearby hydropower project being developed by Kootsnuwu, Angoon's Village Native Corporation. Some supporters say the Ruth Lake project has taken focus and funding opportunities away from Thayer. That project's expected to stabilize or lower high power costs in the community. Cascade Creek's Tom Fisher attended the summit, where he discussed plans for developing hydro projects. But in a recent phone interview from his Bellingham, Washington office, he said he knew of no change in his company's relationship with Angoon.
Cascade Creek is in the middle of developing the Cascade Creek project, which is right near those. A lot of what we do will overlap into the other one, so as we do our field studies, we're also doing studies that would be applicable to those other two projects.
He said costs so far have been covered by Cascade Creek and its investors. Fisher also said the company, which plans to go public and sell stock, will work with Angoon on figuring out how to pay for the hydro plants.
There's certain funding that municipalities can get that the rest of us can't. There's certain funding that tribes can get, Native American tribes can get, that the rest of us can't. And there's certain funding that private companies can get, such as ours, that would go public.
A larger plan calls for running electrical lines across the border into British Columbia and selling power through the mainland grid. But city council minutes show that plan will not involve Angoon, at least for now. A number of contentious meetings this year have focused on Ruth Lake, Angoon's relationship with Fisher, and the need to develop hydro closer to town. Even Mayor Howard, one of Ruth Lake's strongest supporters, said he wanted to cut ties with Cascade Creek and its employees. He said company officials lied to him, and he was walking away from the arrangement. But Angoon still holds Federal Energy Regulatory Commission permits needed to work toward building the projects, and they're good for another 2 years. Howard has suggested a partnership involving Petersburg, Wrangell, and possibly other communities, though representatives have not met to discuss that idea. Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cascade Creek separately also applied for those permits, and Petersburg has filed suit in the U.S. Court of Appeals seeking to void Angoon's permit. If it wins, it could have another shot at being the project's developer. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.